Battle for the Lone Star State, Rangers and Astros in Arlington. This game was delayed over 2 hours because of rainfall, but it didn't affect Dallas Keuchel as we pick up the action in the third.
1-2 pitch, that's the slider again, swing and a miss. And DeShield strikes out. First strikeout for Keuchel. Outfield fan way toward left here. Aoki really shallow and left. The 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. And so Chu strikes out. 1-2-3 go the Rangers here in the third.
A look at second, the 1-1 pitch. Correa, a swing and a high drive to deep left field. Going back is Rua. He's still going. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. A three-run homer for Carlos Correa. And the Astros lead 3-0. It's a 2-2 count. Here's the set. And the pitch swung on and bounded weakly to first. It's gloved there by Gurriel. He takes it to the bag for the out. Keuchel got him on a sweeping slider. No runs, two hits. The Rangers leave the bases loaded. Pitching around Beltre worked. We're going to the seventh. It's 3-0 Houston. G looks at second, comes home, and there's a swing and a drive deep to the corner in left, and that one is off the 14-foot-high wall, just barely fair. That'll score Beltran. It'll be a double for Gurriel, and it makes it 4-0 Houston. A one-ball count, and here's the pitch. Swung on, and a high drive to center field, well hit. Playing his back, he's at the wall, and that one's gone. It's halfway up Greens Hill. Another three-run homer for the Astros. This time it's Springer, and it's 7-0.
Houston goes on to win its 7-1 year final. It's their league-leading 39th victory of the season as Dallas Keuchel joins Roger Clemens as the only Astros pitchers in franchise history to start a season 9-0. Jeff Banister's squad could not score a run against Dallas Keuchel on Friday night as his team fell to the Astros. Here's the skipper talking about the game.
Yeah, probably not the best command that he's had. I mean, this is the cut slider, and the slider was didn't have as sharp a stuff. Left a couple of them up to home. I think the home run was a cutter. Worked in a lot of deep count situation. I mean, it's when you look at the pitch count per inning. I mean, averaged when he averages out over. A little over 20 pitches per inning, even though it was only four hitter sets and some. And then the damage done and with the two outs there in the fifth with three consecutive hits seemed like more pitches up in the zone. Early on, I thought the stuff was sharp. The slider was not as sharp, but the fastball was in play for him.
In that regard, in the third inning, he struck out Correa on three straight fastballs. And then in the fifth, he went soft stuff. Was that a mistake or?
Well, I'm not gonna question the pitch selection, TR. Look, this is a guy that all of his sets of pitches are dynamic pitches. This is a, you know, multi-pitch guy with plus stuff on all those pitches. So, pitch selection is doesn't really come into play for me as much as, you know, just the sharpness of the stuff.
What else?
Keuchel, meanwhile, was really efficient, attacked, kept the ball on the ground, did what he's been doing.
Yeah, did exactly what he's been doing, was sharp with all of his stuff, was able to hit spots, make some pitches to get himself out of any kind of jam. I mean, obviously there was a situation with Ruggie up a couple of different times, and we made some pitches, and we went out of the zone on some pitches, and he was able to look. This is a guy that's he's 8-0, 9-0 for a reason. He's got good stuff. He's won a Cy Young for a reason. So he's got pretty dynamic stuff, and you've got to get to him when you have the opportunity, and we've seen and we've had our own guys be able to make quality pitches in those type of situations, and that's what he did.
The pitch counts have been high for Darvish the last three starts. I think he's averaging 19.9 an inning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing a troubling trend there?
I don't look at it as troubling. I look at it as efficiency of pitch, and there were a number of foul ball situations too on Darvish where they weren't able to push the ball forward, and he didn't get him to swing and miss. And I think that is indicative of tonight. And we can take tonight as where, you know, the stuff not as sharp as we've seen it. But I don't look at it as a troubling trend at all, as much as, you know, being efficient with pitches in certain situations. Look, if you had two outs in the fifth, and they were able to manage the three consecutive two-out hits. And but we got to a point to where, 104 pitches after five, and, a guy's going to be coming back on regular rest, situation where that 20-plus pitch count on a night like tonight felt like that was enough.
As far as the offensive approach, the strikeouts, was that just a byproduct today of how good – their pitching was, or are you seeing anything different in
no,
your hitter's approach?
Look, there are times where a guy like this is, I mean, he's got good stuff and he can make quality pitches, and he was able to do that. That's when a pitcher's sharp and has quality stuff, that's going to happen.
Real quick, you just said Darvish will come back on regular rest?
Yeah, I look at it on regular rest in that New York series, yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else, Jeff?
Rugnez said in the game after that ground out, but it seemed like he has a tweak.
No, he fouled a ball off his calf. That's what it was. It wasn't a tweak or anything like that. There was a pitch prior. He fouled off when it went off his calf, so it probably had more of a Charlie horse than anything else.
Yu Darvish is winless in 8 career starts against the Astros. Here's the right-hander talking about his team's performance on Friday night.
まあ正直まあ言い訳は正直。
To be honest, I got no excuse, but like I felt good going to the game today.
そうですね。まあでもレリックの打席もそうなんですけど、やっぱりツーストライクから去年までだったらやっぱみんなすごいアグレッシブにどんどん向きになって打ちに来る。
Not just that inning, but the whole game.
今日に関しては、
like Riddick, after the two strikes, like the year before, like last year, that lineup was just very aggressive, swinging from the first pitch, and today it was almost like after two strikes, they're trying to battle, fought it off, and then just got me a pitch count very up in the game, and then that just cost me at the fifth.
まあ、だから去年とかだったら、まあ、すごくこうああいうところでもやっぱりストレートで三振しているので3つでやっぱり向きになって、まあ、どんどん打ってくるかな。その前のカットもすごいボール
ね。Like I said, like the last year he was swinging like very aggressive guy, and then I thought that his approach didn't change. That's why like I threw the cutter before. He was chasing it. He was outside the ball. So like Chirinos and I were on the same page. Just go with a slider on that situation.
The series continues Saturday. Lance McCullers Jr. on the mound for Houston against Andrew Cashner for Texas.